Governments exist to protect us from each other. Where government has gone beyond its limit is in deciding to protect us from ourselves. Drug laws are dumb. Really, really dumb. Violation of natural law. As are anything that compels somebody or tries to coerce them into taking some medical intervention or this or that or whatever. This is just natural law. Even if you think it's for the greater good, let me just remind you of someone that believed the greater good for Germany and the things he did were towards that end. Hitler. Hitler wanted the Jews out of Germany. And at first, he just wanted them out. I don't believe, if we actually look at the rise and fall of the Third Reich, which I'm about like a third or fourth into, I don't think he even really wanted to kill them all. He just wanted them gone. And then he ran into problems because I don't think he could really get rid of them. There wasn't a lot of places for them to go. And that eventually led to the final solution. But he was a good guy. He was protecting Germany. He was doing what they needed to do in Germany. They needed to come out of the hyperinflation they had and the decimated economy. And he really strongly believed, like passionately believed, in the importance of Germany as a sovereign country and as a world superpower for the German people. He was doing the right thing, the good thing in his mind. And we see how that corrupts humanity. We always have a reason to do what we need to do. And if we cling to that reason or that end goal we're trying to achieve without paying attention to the means to get there, that's when you get tyranny and things like the Holocaust. And this is exactly where government is going. Government will continually gobble up power because that's what it does. It's just this living, breathing, basically autonomous thing that people kind of jump into. It's like a Frankenstein. They jump into it and they try to do things. They try to like pull the gears and stuff, but really they can't stop the thing. It's just like this juggernaut of a ship that's just slowly inching more and more and more, eventually off the cliff. But in the meantime, before it reaches that cliff or that waterfall, and then it destroys itself, the government is going to keep acquiring more power, more surveillance, more regulations, more laws in the name of the greater good, in the name of protecting this, that, whatever. And if you pay attention at all to what actually happens in politics and with laws and regulations, most of the time they don't protect the intended recipient of that protection. It's kind of fascinating, actually. But this is just, again, it's the hubris of humanity. We think we can control everything. We think we can play God. We think we can play or take over from Mother Nature. We think we can basically engineer a society that has no risk, no death. We can engineer the financial system to do exactly what we want it to do. We can keep staving off pain by artificially manipulating the money and the banking industry and fractional reserve and interest rates and things like that. And all it does is prolong the inevitable. We know this. That's why the historians can pretty much always tell you what's going to happen. And nobody really listens to them. So today's show title is Living Free is a Choice. I wrote this longer piece earlier. I want to share some ideas with you. Now, the show is about better human. That's the mind, the body, your spirit, how you spend money, how you live, how you engage. Everything that you do is your humanity, is how you live. It's a representation. And for better and worse, most of us live in a modern society and we are beholden to jurisdictional things. That's what government is. That's what politicians are. That's what regulations are. That's what passports are. That's what driver's licenses are. That's what taxes are. Everything. So we need to address these things. We need to figure out how to think about them, what their origin is, because a lot of people don't even know. Like most people don't know that income tax is unconstitutional and was written in later, and how that is continually just growing and growing and growing until eventually, or I think already, we are then the USSA. We are the United Socialist States of America. Government is 50% of GDP. That pretty much means we're there. But the thing is, you don't have to partake in that system, at least to an extent. So yeah, don't break the law and don't evade taxes unless you can actually do it and not get caught. But even then, there's still risk. So you really just need to think for yourself and understand all the pros and cons. But that's what I'm trying to help you do. I'm trying to give you the resources to be able to think about these things for yourself. Then you can decide what you do with it, how much you want to engage in this corrupt system and support it and support the tyranny and the wars and the pillage and the raping and the destruction that is every government, but especially the US government, no different. In fact, they're the world bully, and America's been at war about 93% of the time since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So that means we're basically always at war. We're always killing somebody. And I hate to use the "we're" word, but I mean, we're part of the system. We support it. We pay taxes, and you know, we pay attention to their idiot politicians, and some of us vote. I hope you don't, because I think it's a waste of time. I mean, I know it's a waste of time, but it's unfortunately a constant in our lives. We will get today's sponsor, Organifi. You can support the show, the newsletter, everything I'm doing by buying from them and getting some high-quality organic superfoods with a special 20% off code. That's a massive discount. That's a fifth. You want to learn more about that? Stick around. Now we got the quick, before we get to the main idea, we got the newsletter. We got the betterhumans.substack.com. And this one is titled "States That Give You Free Money." You can get all the past episodes or letters or whatever over at betterhumans.substack.com. And if you aren't on the newsletter, go over there too. Subscribe. It's every other day. It's massive. I put a lot of time and energy into this, and I'm going to continually refine it, make it amazing so that you can get a consistent dose of reality. It's not censored. It's not controlled. It's not manipulated. I don't answer to any corporate overlord or mainstream media or politician. I say and offer whatever information I want. And sometimes you're going to like it. Sometimes you're going to love it. Sometimes you're going to hate it. That's exactly what it should be, though. TheBetterHuman.co. And from today's episode titled "States That Give You Free Money to Move," let's pick out, well, might as well do the headline. Make My Move is a website, is a list of cities around the U.S. that are paying you to relocate there. Now, this is the free market in action. States want commerce, and in this new world of remote work, they want you to come and live there. Some states will literally pay for your rent for a year. So if you have a remote job, or you can get one quickly, which there's tons of opportunity out there, if you just hustle a little bit and reach out, you could move somewhere and live for free. And maybe you decide to actually move back, or you come and go, right? There's a lot of interesting opportunities out there right now. And as the world is opening up and getting back to somewhat kind of a normal reality, even though, as you know, it always goes, the most permanent solution is a, when it comes to government, is a temporary one. We are going to see restrictions and all these things in place forever because that's what government does. And it will do it until they oppress the people so much so that they will revolt, they will opt out, and eventually the system itself will destroy itself. It's going to be some combination of that. I'm hopeful that it will be a bloodless revolution because now we have Bitcoin and the internet, and we have these decentralized means to commerce and interact and share. In fact, fun fact, did you know that early on, they were called, I believe they're called penny houses or coffee houses or something like that. But the early coffee houses, you would give them a penny to enter. And then I guess you could like drink whatever you wanted and it was a place to hang out and talk. But there were times throughout history when these and coffee itself, I believe in the Muslim world, coffee was banned for a while because the powers that be realized that when people drank coffee and got together, they shared ideas and it was a place to basically start a revolution. Because that's what happens. People share ideas, they talk, they evolve, they kind of come out with radical ideas, they question, and then that evolves, evolves, evolves. And they're like, well, is that fair that that law is that way? Or is that fair that King, whoever did this or did that? That is very dangerous. That is very dangerous when your citizens can talk and think and share and coordinate. And that's also my hope for now, because no matter how much the government try to crack down on the internet or try to control it in any way, there's always going to be an easy way around. I mean, the reality is we could circumvent big tech and big nanny government surveillance in a couple steps, all of us, on our phone, on our computers, simple VPN, this, that, and that stuff's just going to grow. So the more those governments trying to clamp down and create something like China's social credit system or other crap like that, so that we have this massive surveillance state, there will be more and more options that come from the market that give people an opportunity to circumvent those options. Bitcoin's already doing it with money. The powers that be can't stop it. They might as well embrace it and try to tax it and, you know, benefit that way, which America's kind of been historically good at. They did that with the internet. So hopefully do that with this new paradigm, the Bitcoin paradigm that we're moving into. And between Bitcoin, money, and now even other ways to live, like being a sovereign individual and moving off the grid out of a country to different jurisdictions or even different states, we're going to see this sovereign individual thesis playing out. We are building decentralized humans. That's what I am committed, the Better Human Company, to. That's what I'm doing with the second part of my life. We're starting with a project outside of Austin, Texas called Sovereign One. The location is pending. We're going to need people to help us. We're going to probably crowdfund this. We'll probably raise some money from investors. I'm trying to create a bridge that connects, you know, modern banking and investing and all the stuff that you see in the startup world with kind of an opted out, decentralized counter economy solution. And I have to make something that is so enticing to people that are living in cities that they want to go there. And then over time, as we convert more people and show them that there is actually a better way to live by leaving these cities and all the problems that are incumbent inside of them and living differently, living simply, getting back to nature, getting back to getting back to community, getting back to knowing your neighbors, getting back to doing hard work with your hands and finding meaning through all of it. But it has to be so damn exciting and good and better than the current option, or we will never overcome inertia. And then one real quick tip from the useful shit corner. We got, this is a cool thing, the meditative practice of leaving no trace. So when you go into a room, look around, look at exactly how it is, and make it so that when you leave the room, it's exactly that. This is a practice in mindfulness. It's also a pretty good habit if you want to be a cleaner person. Take a mental screenshot, right, of, for example, bathroom and or kitchen. You come in, when you take something out and you use it, you then clean it or you return it to where you got it so that the room looks like you had not been there. Now let's get to today's big idea, because otherwise the show is going to go on too long. I'm going to read this quote from an awesome dude, Per Bylund, or Bylund, I believe. And the article is titled Saving the World Through Saving Yourself. Finding freedom does not necessarily mean abolishing government, but staying out of its reach. If government does not kill or imprison you, steal your property, or forcefully change your behavior, are you then oppressed in real terms? Not really. The most effective way to break free is thus to simply avoid those parts of government that you find oppressive. Saving and investing your money offshore is a good start. Or I would say in Bitcoin. Register your car and property with your own offshore foundation in Panama or Costa Rica. Start your own network in the black market to avoid sales, tax, and regulations. Trade with your friends, relatives, neighbors, friends, friends, etc. Put your business online, registering the state in another name to avoid getting caught. There are many simple tricks to avoid irritating regulations. Freedom through avoidance. Of course, do things at your own risk and your own peril. Do heavy, heavy research. But the reality is, if you try a little bit, it's not that hard. I know the argument is, well, I'm not hiding anything, or I don't care, whatever. You know, that pretty much holds true until it doesn't. And then one day, they have all your data of everything you've ever done, and they decide to write a law where you now owe taxes for the last 10 years. You don't have that? Okay, well, now you're basically, we're going to either repossess your house, or you're now, for the next 10 years, an indentured servant paying off your debt, or we're going to garnish your wages, or some other ridiculousness. Every single thing you do online, every purchase, every click, everything is tracked. And they already have a dossier of pretty much all of America that grows every single day. So at any point, if they want to leverage you or pressure you for anything, they just basically issue a subpoena to the big tech companies, or maybe the NSA already has it because they just take it anyways, right? And then bam, they can say, well, you did this, you did that, you did that, you sent this thing here, whatever. We can basically charge you with some esoteric banking law, and you committed a felony, and that's 5 to 10 years in jail, blah, blah. I mean, in fact, just talking about this is irking me, but this is the reality. And these are things that I know. And even though I haven't even engaged in most of these things or tried to do any of these things, it makes me feel like I should. So let's just say at a very, very basic level, because you're here at the Better Human podcast, and maybe you're getting the newsletter, how can you think about these things? I want you to just start thinking about them and finding ways to opt out. Like, can you pay somebody in cash or use the Lightning Network and send them Bitcoin? You know, every time you hire a babysitter and give her cash, like, you're engaging in a black market. That's technically what that is. Or you could maybe say it's a gray market. It's an unregulated market. And the reality is most people don't understand this, but the white markets are the approved, regulated, transparent to the government markets. And those are actually the smallest markets. Most of the commerce amongst humanity in the free market is done in the gray and black markets. So things that are not tracked, not regulated, not reported to the government. And we see the government now, as they're trying to basically pay for some of the ridiculous spending that they're constantly doing, they're trying to clamp down with the new proposed ridiculous law that is, if you transact over $600 in a year, the banks will be required to report to the IRS. It is the most invasive. I mean, it's so unconstitutional. It's basically a violation of, I think it's the Fifth Amendment, the unlawful search and seizure and invasively tracking everything you're doing, people don't understand how slippery of a slope this is. This stuff gets very dicey very quickly. And we're already basically there. The Patriot Act suspended a lot of constitutional rights and made all these exceptions so that if we labeled you a terrorist, quote unquote, then we can pretty much forego all your rights. It's kind of crazy. And that is still there, right? They wrote it in response to 9/11. And then they write these laws and regulations and put a bunch of things in that bill. Most people don't read it. And then they stay permanent. This happens every single time. And if you notice, there's always a crisis, right? There's always a crisis they're trying to solve or fix. And they come in as the saviors. They all have savior complexes. That's what politicians and government is. It's a savior complex. We know better than you. We should tell you how to live. And we should protect you from your own self, blah, blah, blah. So without going too far off tangent down that rabbit hole, find ways to do this. Start thinking this way. Anytime you can protect yourself and be more private and use a VPN or I don't know, don't use your phone or just anytime you can do anything, like turn your phone in airplane mode so they stop tracking you, things like that. Anytime you can do something to protect yourself, make yourself a little bit more private, a little bit more off grid, do so. Because all that does is protects you. And every time you are publicly accessible to somebody that can use that data against you, you are at risk. It's really as simple as that. And kind of scary. And then finally, quick note here, because I didn't even get to read the whole piece because we're already at 20 minutes on this show. Politics is a waste of time, and I'm going to tell you why. Any politics, even if it was libertarian, like we're going to have a limited government, is immoral, unjust, and unnatural because what it is a certain amount of people coerce and force, you know, coerce/force others to live a certain way. And, you know, you're supposed to have like some idea that, well, it's really the people deciding because they vote for the people. That's complete and utter nonsense. Politicians are humans. Humans will always do things that benefit themselves, which is why we have crony politics. We have crony capitalism. And all the senators, they insider trade all the time, but they never get prosecuted. It's literally a complete and utter scam. The entire political system and the lobbying and the corporations that are, I mean, I'm one for the free market. So when I say corporations, it's not like corporations are inherently evil, but I think that corporations that are able to influence senators and policy, that's the problem. I don't even know what the solution is other than government itself is wrong. So if you're voting, you're voting for a system that's wrong. It doesn't matter who wins. And it's unfortunate that that is what they've basically convinced you all is the way to go. But the reality is they're picking both sides. And most of the, you know, really powerful elite and the big corporations and all the lobbyists, they don't care who wins. They just want to be a Republican or Democrat because those are the parties that they can control. They can influence, they can pay. But fundamentally, it's all wrong because it's one group writing laws and regulations and issuing all these ridiculous executive orders and crap like that, which, I mean, I feel like was meant to be done in an emergency situation. And now they're just used willy-nilly to do whatever they want to circumvent the judicial and legislative process. It's kind of insane, actually. In fact, the more I talk about this, the more it pisses me off. But that whole system is wrong. Government is wrong. It is coercion through violence or threat of violence. Because if they write a law and you break it, they throw you in jail. Simple as that. That is coercion through violence. The free market and no government is the answer. That's a huge topic. I don't want to get into it. But if you focus on the one core idea here, government and voting is wrong. Don't play the game, but opt out, take your sovereignty, your finances, your health, your wealth, everything that you can into your own hands, outside of the control and the surveillance of the system itself. And that's going to starve the system. Plus, it's going to make you as anti-fragile or at least as robust as you can be with these things. Support the show and get some delicious, they're pretty freaking tasty, I will say, under 3 grams of sugar per serving. And what I like about Organifi is they come in these little sachets that you can add to water, maybe add a little bit of ice. You can make your own concoction if you want, like add some orange juice or just do straight water or do tea or something. And then you shake it up and you drink it and you got adaptogens, you got gut health. That's for me, it's a big one. The gut health is huge. I'm actually taking the Restore and the coconut water for my potassium and my electrolytes. That's every morning. I'm taking the Restore pack and the coconut water pack. I'm putting in some wild pink salt. I'm also doing some of my upgraded formulas. I got magnesium in there. I got iodine in there. I got a couple other things. And this is my morning stack. In fact, I got my water bottle right over there. I've noticed a massive boost in my gut health. I got food poisoning about a year and a half ago, and I promise you, every time since then, I've been sick quite a bit, and every time I get sick, gut problems. I believe it's my body needing to repair from that, and I'm not there yet. I want to get as much boost into helping that as possible. And when it comes to gut health, it's just one of those things, like you have to, you know, eat pretty consistent. You need a good mix of different foods, and any extra boost that can add to that, you know, pre and probiotic, you just kind of want to get that in there, because we're constantly attacked. The food system, the heavy metals, the toxins, the preservatives, you know, things like gluten and soy and wheat and corn, all these things are a constant barrage on your gut. And if you're eating out on any semi-regular basis, your gut is just getting decimated. They also have other products that you can combine with the gut, or, you know, if you want to do like a green juice, or you want to do a golden milk or things like that, check them all out. There's a landing page, got a bunch of products there, organifi.com/betterhuman, and use the code betterhuman for 20% off your entire order. Like I said, if you haven't joined the Better Human newsletter, you are missing out on the every other day value info, uncensored, most badass newsletter I've ever put out in my life. I'm very proud of it. I put a lot of time into it, and I'm going to commit to it. As I started committing to this daily podcast, I added that on, and I'm slowly getting better and a little bit faster, but it's always action packed. TheBetterHuman.co. That's it for today. Like, subscribe, share. And if you're on iTunes, let me review. I really appreciate that. That's it. I'll see you in the next one.